Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, folks. It is Friday Follies on Feet to the Fire with your host, Sergio Fassa, liberal insanity in the news this week. And just a couple quick comments to bring clarification and wrap up some of my thoughts from this week about the election. I want you to remember this, folks. I want you to remember this. All these Republicans that we saw that came out and voted in mass numbers with a Republican sweep this week in Tuesday's election, all these Republican voters that swept Virginia red and nearly cost the Democrat Phil Murphy his governor seat in blue New Jersey, all of them, don't forget, they all stayed home in 2020 during a presidential election year with a massively popular, nationally recognized name on the ballot, Donald Trump. They just didn't vote. And then they all came out in an off-year election when there were no big names on the ballot. That's what we're supposed to be led to believe. Or maybe the other argument. Here's the other argument. So many more Democrats turned out in 2020. And that's why Biden allegedly won. So the argument is, sure, all these Republicans that voted this year, they did vote last year. But so many more Democrats turned out in 2020 for a deranged old man, Joe Biden, who didn't even campaign, had no broad popularity, and was clearly losing his mind due to old age, and by the way, barely won the Democrat primary. Really? Listen, folks, I am not a conspiracy theorist. There's just too many very real irregularities and obvious, apparent cheating. And cheating is not even the word. Deception and stealing in the 2020 COVID election last year that casts doubt now on the entire election process, sadly. You clearly can't trust the 2020 results. And that has honestly made us all skeptical of all elections, especially in blue territory. We're on Friday Follies. Can I give you a case in point from the news this week? This on townhall.com. And this was all coming out through different social media posts. Ian Smith from Belmore, New Jersey. Why can't I think of his? Attilus Jim. That guy. His account got shut down on Wednesday or something because he was reporting all this. But here we see a town hall. Double counting? What is this voting scheme, vote counting scheme we have going on in New Jersey? That's the title of the article. And the article says this. While it seemed like Murphy was pulling away, we learned that Hudson County, which is a blue county, double counted their ballots. Look at that. That artificially boosted Murphy's vote total. Also, if Democrats and the media don't know it already, this is how election conspiracy theories start. And I'm not even going down the road of election conspiracy theories. Just putting massive doubt on the election process. Another update on the bottom of this article at Town Hall. 56 voting machines were shut down in Essex County, yet another blue county in New Jersey. Clerk warns against jumping to conclusions. Don't jump to conclusions. It's unreal. So this is, sadly, the state of voting in America now, especially in Democrat-held areas. All right. Moving on in the news. This from Newsbusters. Okay, so what we've seen is a massive, unhinged unraveling of the left over these elections. And what do they turn to? They play the race card. It's because of racist white voters that Republicans won, which is unreal because the big win in Virginia was Glenn Youngkin, governor, and his running mate, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, who is a black female. This is so ridiculous, laughably ridiculous. I have to stop and read this at the end, but just to press the point, make the point. Where did I put this article? Hold on. All right, I'll find it and I'll get to it. Let's start with this. Newsbusters. A surefire sign that you're losing an argument is when you resort to personally attacking your opponent. After Democrats lost in Virginia's gubernatorial election Tuesday night, the media pulled out the race card from 2016, saying that the Republican candidate won because of racist whites, even though the same Republicans also elected the first black female lieutenant governor. By the way, as I've said numerous times this week, in the state of Virginia, which was the leading state of the Confederacy at the time of the Civil War. So we're supposed to believe America is still racist and be blind to the fact that America has reformed herself, even in what could have been considered the most racist slave state of all. Virginia has now elected a black lieutenant governor, female, and we're just supposed to ignore that and pretend America hasn't been reformed and hasn't changed. Still racist. It's complete lying. That pity party continued on The View on Wednesday. Why does anybody watch that show? Where they discussed the Virginia race. For the second day in a row, the liberal co-host shouted down their conservative guest host, NFL reporter Michelle Tafoya, for pushing back on their DNC talking points about critical race theory and education. Political Insider: Democrats media have meltdown over election loss in Virginia, blame white voters. They had a collective meltdown over the Virginia election results, pointing the finger of blame squarely at white voters. It's not the economy, it's not inflation or supply chain concerns, it's not far-left educators brainwashing children. No, the real problem is the ignorant white voter, according to liberal media. Julian Castro, I don't know if he's a liberal politician, I think, or a media personality, tweeted this: Youngkin has shown Republicans that they can launder dog whistles through huge unregulated platforms, driving base turnout even while distancing from Trump. So, racist dog whistle, right? Winsome Sears, black woman, elected by Republicans. Also, don't forget Meares. I can't remember his first name. Is it Jason Meares? Elected attorney general, Hispanic, Virginia, by Republicans, conservative. Joy Reid from The View decided that educational concerns, which played a role in the election, were actually a, quote, racist dog whistle. So forget about education. That's racist. Education, she said, is code for, quote, white parents don't like the idea about teaching about race. Daily Beast columnist Wajahat Ali declared the election shows, quote, whiteness remains undefeated. Let's wait and see who those white suburban voters went for tonight in Virginia. Any guesses? Yeah, Wajahat. A black lady and a Hispanic guy. These people are, you don't want to say idiots because it's apparently not nice, but they're fools. Idiots. I don't know what else word to use. Wajahat Ali, you're a moron. Okay, let's keep going. How about Breitbart? Cher freaks out after the Youngkin election and tweets this: GOP or Nazis will make America a whites-only club. Yeah, right. Can somebody tell Cher that we elected Winsome Sears, a black female, lieutenant governor, Meares, Hispanic attorney general? I'm repeating myself. Are they not paying attention to the news? Are people this obtuse with their heads in the sand? She tweeted, Jews, Asians, minorities are in, and then she puts a German flag. German-style peril. The poor Germans, their flag, I mean, I looked it up, it's just the German flag. She even used a Nazi flag. I guess she's implying Nazis. The Nazis were defeated in Germany, Cher, like 80 years ago, 70 years ago. So I'm just pointing out the stupidity of her icon that she used to add to the to show the low IQ, sad to say, of Cher. But what Jews, Asians, minorities are in Nazi-style peril. What does this have to do? Who's going after Asians or Jews? Because Glenn Youngkin won? Because a black lady was elected? Because a Hispanic guy was elected by Republicans? She goes, held my tongue long enough, but blanket. Okay, this is real mature political commentary. The Hill, this was my favorite. This is what I was trying to lead with before. Van Jones, self-declared communist, or maybe he called himself a former communist. I mean, the guy's a communist. Was out and out. He was part of one of Obama's czars. He's all over CNN now. Reporter. Everybody runs. What's Van Jones going to say? He always has that sophisticated liberal look. Van Jones said Glenn Youngkin represents the Delta variant of Trumpism, playing off the COVID thing, which is also absurd because the Delta variant rose up and fizzled out, amounted to nothing. I mean, it was just another variant of COVID, which we knew would happen because it is a flu virus and those change all the time. So he's playing off the COVID theme, which itself is nonsense, to say there's a Delta variant of Trumpism. When this election is over, we will know. Have we seen the emergence of the Delta variant of Trumpism? Jones said Tuesday evening during CNN's coverage of election night before polls closed. In other words, Yumpkin, here's how clever Van Jones is. Van Jones, the pinko commie. Same disease, Yumpkin is the same disease, but spreads a lot faster and can get a lot more places, he added. Oh, how clever, Van Jones. Van Jones, you're a moron. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I'm saying that. A Delta variant of Trumpism. So he said, we will know, he said, if we've seen this emergence. Yeah, we found out by the end of Tuesday, just like you said, Van Jones, and here's what we found out. Republicans voted in a black woman and Hispanic guy. This is so idiotic. Trump suffered a sound defeat in the article goes on at the Hill. Trump suffered a sound defeat in Virginia at the hands of President Biden just a year ago, losing the state by 10 percentage points to make the comparison to this year's election. To which I say, yeah, sure he did, thehill.com. Nothing to see here. Move along, folks. Republican sweep this year, but Trump lost in Virginia at the hands of President Biden by 10 percentage points. Sure thing. We're supposed to believe that. Last things in the news, just have to mention this. Fox News. San Francisco will require children ages 5 to 11 show proof of vaccine to access businesses. So now if you're a little kid in San Fran, you need an ID card. That's actually like Nazi Germany. To get anywhere, you need to show your little vaccine ID card. What world do we live in? And of course, FEE.org. New reports show growth of the welfare state has fueled long-term declines in the labor force. No kidding! We've been yelling that for about 6+ decades, and now we have these insightful articles from the media that growing the welfare state causes declines in the labor force. Policy should incentivize employment, not discourage. Thanks for that insight, mainstream media. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Voters voted in Republicans with a massive electoral sweep, and it was a big win for the GOP, not because of racism, but because liberal policies are wretched. People hate them, and they vote policy, which is why they voted in the first black female lieutenant governor in Virginia and a Hispanic attorney general, because we care about the character and the heart of a man, of a woman, and vote on the quality of the individual and don't play identity politics. By the way, Flamethrower Award this week has got to go to Cher for being out of her mind and saying that GOP has made a whites-only club by electing a black woman. Gotta love it, folks. See you next week.